Chamber Chat, April 15th and 3-2-1. Good morning, this is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. And a big plug for upcoming business after hours, which will be at Steve Gates' office. They're remodeling his facility right across from 11th Street. And then also we have the Chamber University coming up on the 23rd at the new Chamber offices from 8 in the morning until 10. Go to durangobusiness.org to find out more details. So we're going to talk dogs today. I have Cherie Morris, a.k.a. my wife, in the house, so to speak. And you're representing the Durango Kennel Club.
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So you are a dog aficionado. You're like dog trainer guru.
Well, I try to claim that status.
Well, you've got, I'm saying you, even though I do feed the dogs too, but two yellow labs and a very high energy German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd, is that why you joined the Durango Kennel Club?
You know, actually, when I started training her, her name's Allie. Oh, you know that. when I started training her, I realized I needed help and reached out to some local trainers. And then one of them asked me to join the Durango Kennel Club. And I started realizing through the club all the things you can do with your dog.
So there's training programs, and I guess one of the things that I always hear, do you have to have a purebred to join the kennel club?
Absolutely not. To be in the show, which the Durango Kennel Club hosts a show, and I'll talk more about that, if you're going to show your dog, you do have to be AKC registered dog. Or they call it PAL Registrar, which you can go to akc.org and look that up. It's basically for rescue dogs.
Oh, and so there's a lot of opportunities, though, if you have a rescue, purebred, or a mutt, or whatever, to get involved with the kennel club and take some of the courses.
Absolutely. You know, you meet a lot of people, so there's so much opportunity to do I mean, we can name the things you can do with your dog. Well, besides hiking and petting them and just basic obedience training.
Well, you have good citizen credentials.
Right. There's the opportunity to get canine good citizen and canine good citizen advanced tested at our show. But there's also classes that are held in Durango for both of those, and they're really good. It just teaches your dog, you know, how to behave in a public setting.
Well, and also I think even the owner, how the owner should behave.
Exactly.
And things to look for. As you know, you've said many times that, you know, dog, somebody may say, oh, my dog's friendly, but it's, you know, like, you know, you put a red bandana on Allie and it's, you know, hey, this dog can, you know, snip at other dogs.
Yeah, she's not, may not be friendly. And people, that's a big thing that people need to realize is you have your dog on a flexi lead. Some people have their dogs off leash. And that other dog is on a leash and is going to be protective of its
surroundings.
You know, possibly.
Right. You never know.
So just be respectful of people.
Sure. And then also when you mentioned some of the classes, so from my mind, from all the classes that that you pack up and go to, there's, let's see, agility, which is running through the tubes, up over the balance beam, things like that.
Right.
There's nose work or scent work.
Yeah, scent work is really a growing sport and is based on, you know, the foundations of police dog training.
Yeah.
They use essential oils in very small amounts and teach the dog to search for those in, you know, exterior rooms, on a vehicle, in a box.
It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah, that's what I got into just because I found out my dog really likes doing this.
Yeah.
And you can play ball with that dog for an hour and not get the relaxation and the tired and the brain fatigue that she gets doing searching.
Doing the search work. Yeah. Well, and then there's also, Dash, which is kind of like the agility. And then what's the one, there's parkour. There's also where you have to walk up to a sign and do what the sign says.
That is rally.
Rally.
And they actually have that at our show. You can compete in rally.
Okay.
it's basically kind of like a obstacle course, right? You start off with your dog in a sit, and it's a healing pattern.
Okay.
So the dog walks next to you, and there's signs along the way that tell you what to do with your dog as you're...
So the dog's not reading the sign.
No, the dogs don't typically read. But
well, I always wonder, like, well, you know, that for the owner or for the dog. So the Durango Kennel Club, you keep mentioning the show. When is this show and where is it?
The show is May 16th through the 19th.
Okay.
And it's at McGee Park in Farmington.
Oh, in Farmington.
Farmington, yes.
So the Million Dollar Why in Farmington and not in Durango if it's you the know, Durango Kennel Club?
We don't have the facilities here to host it. And mostly it's because, I mean, people come from all over to come to this dog show.
And how many people?
I'm thinking...
Well, how many RVs were there last year?
1,000 people over the whole 4 days.
Oh, wow. Probably. That's huge.
Many, many dogs. RV-wise, there's probably several hundred RVs that end up
You're right. There would be a very hard time. We couldn't fit those at this fairground.
We couldn't.
And McGee Park does.
But I hope they're listening. Somebody's listening.
Durango Park for Ewing Mesa.
The Ewing Mesa project. And
right.
They did ask for our feedback on the facilities we would need. And we would love to be able to have it up there.
Absolutely.
So that would be great.
So again, it's May?
May 16th through the 19th.
Okay.
And it's an all-breed dog show. So if you want to come and watch, you will see every kind of dog you can imagine. There's a show prior to ours in Albuquerque, so a lot of people come. That's a really big show.
Right.
We'll come up to the Farmington show.
Okay.
From the Albuquerque show.
Now, if somebody listening wants to participate, is there a website or something they can go to get information?
You know, go to the DurangoKennelClub.com website.
Okay.
And the premium is on there that lists all the classes.
And you can pick and choose and say, now, obviously, but you have novice. I mean, you have very beginner. Let's say someone like myself, I've never been at a dog show. I'm intimidated by it. Is there a very entry level that novice owners can participate in?
Yes, I think the rally would probably be the most entry-level thing to do. Obviously, the confirmation is going to be much more experienced people doing that.
Okay, and I do know that you guys also at the Durango Kennel Club, you have monthly meetings?
Yes, we meet monthly.
And because we're pre-recording this, I know the one is on Thursday, April 4th, but we're pre-recording because I'm out of town. But so you meet on the first Thursday
of the month.
And where do you typically meet?
It's 7 p.m. at Creature Comforts.
Oh, okay. Everybody knows right there in
and
Centennial.
Anyone can come to the meeting. We welcome anybody to come. They can bring their dogs as long as they're a well-behaved dog. It's a good meeting to come to find out the basics of what the club does. And
sure, are there dues associated? I mean, you attend the meeting for free.
Yeah, there's annual dues.
Okay.
And I believe it's $20. I mean, it's nothing.
Oh,
it's very affordable.
$20-$25 bucks a year.
Group. Yeah. And we might ask you to help, like at the dog show. But people love to do that. It's just really, it's a fun time.
So what is the biggest reward for you being involved in the Durango Kennel Club?
I think it is probably all I have learned, all the different sports that you can do with your dog.
Okay.
It's not just about, I have a purebred dog and I'm going to put it on a table and the judge is going to look at it for confirmation. Yeah. It's about, trick dog, which is basically teaching your dog tricks.
I mean,
how fun is that? It's about agility, which is them running, a course.
Obstacle course.
It's about the nose work and...
obedience.
Obedience.
They do a 100-yard dash, I remember you talking about that.
That is called Fast Cat.
Oh.
And it's basically...
But it's for dogs.
A 100-yard dash for... I'm not 100 yards or 100 feet now. Sorry, guys. It's basically a full-out run.
Right.
And any dog can do that.
If I remember right, it was 100 yards. It was quite the distance.
We do have those occasionally. Not doing one, I don't think, at the dog show, but we do have a agility trial that we do in Dolores during the summer, and we'll do it there.
Oh, okay.
But super fun. It's just a pulley system on the ground, and it's a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And the dog chases that plastic bag for that full out.
And they compete against the time of other dogs all over the nation in their breed.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. So Chihuahua can do it. A Doberman can do it.
Yeah.
A
Great Dane, whatever.
Great Dane, whatever kind of dog you have. And then, then you're running against time.
Okay.
So not against other dogs.
Now, what about dock diving? I've seen that. Now, that I know they come through once in a while during the Pet Expo.
Yeah, they've been here a couple times. And that is a blast as well. That is, your dog stays up on a dock and you throw a toy and they run down the dock and
launch.
Jump into the water.
And it's a matter of height and distance. And it's really fun to see.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Wow. So Durango Kennel Club, and you have the upcoming show May
16th through the 19th.
16th through the 19th at McGee Park. And DurangoKennelClub.org or com.
.com.
DurangoKennelClub.com is where you can go to get all the information.
And then AKC has a lot of information on their website too. Is it AKC.org? All these questions that you might have after hearing me and you're curious about registering a dog. They do have a registry now in AKC for rescue dogs, because
that's
actually
cool.
Finley is our other lab, is a rescue, and he's, although we suspect he's purebred lab, we don't know for sure.
Right.
And so he's registered to PAL. It's called PAL.
And I have to say, just being the rescue dog, they're so happy. They're so, thankful. I know here in the studios, Kim has a Lucky, the rescue dog from the res. And the rescue dogs are just so cool, as well as any kind of dog. They're awesome and so much fun. The next meeting looks like will be on May 2nd. On Thursday, May 2nd, you said 7 o'clock at Creature Comforts.
But they always check that DurangoKennelClub.com website.
Okay.
And it's on the very front page of when our next meeting is.
And so, you have a purebred, non-purebred, whatever. You can, any kind of dog owner can join the Kennel Club for, a very reasonable price.
Yes. And, what is really amazing is dogs love to work. They love to do things. Yes, they love to have you pet them. They love you to play ball. But throw a frisbee for a dog, or even teaching them to come, you can make it fun.
Yeah.
And they really, really enjoy it. And I've seen that in our rescue dog, how he loves to do rally.
Yeah.
He loves to heal. And he just... you can tell he's having so much fun. His little tail's going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And, same with Allie with the scent work. She is having a blast.
And finding the dog's passion, and there's always something if you're not a very active individual, I couldn't run and do the dash work or whatever, with them. And but there's always something that can be done. And there's also, once you get into the Kennel Club, so many other people that have training sessions, Appian Way. There's a big shout out for Christine and others that do training in the area. Diane, and you network with dog lovers.
Right, right. And then, if you do need help, you can meet trainers through the Kennel Club. And I always tell people, interview the trainer. You need to make sure that your obedience,
philosophies
match what theirs are.
Well, I know that, speaking from experience, we took Brody one time down in Texas, and I did not like the way that they were training for duck hunting. Just some of the, they smack the dog, and they're like, I don't like that. So.
Yeah. So always interview the trainer.
Yep. All right. So
lots of opportunity to meet, and you meet a lot of people too, and a lot of really cool dogs.
Yeah. A lot of fun dogs, a lot of different breeds, and they are so cute and the different characters. So again, what is the website?
The website for the Kennel Club is DurangoKennelClub.com.
And you meet when?
We meet on the first Thursday of the month.
So May 2nd's the next one.
But
where
if
at?
You need to double check, look at DurangoKennelClub.com.
All right.
And it'll be on there. And Creature Comforts is where the meetings are.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
You got to get back to work like me?
Yeah, I got to get back to work and then go play with dogs.
Yeah, I got to have the dogs. Check it all out at DurangoKennelClub.com. And don't forget to check it out at McGee Park coming up on May 16th through 19th.
May 16th through the 19th.
All right. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.